Hello.
Hey.
We're at episode 13 already? Lucky number 13? Already.
Yeah, we're a teenager.
This is episode 13 of Come Get Your Podcast. I am your host, Adam.
I am Dustin.
And I am Chris.
How's it going, guys?
Not bad.
It's going all
pretty
right.
Good?
Yeah.
Over his coffee cup, that was?
Sorry.
Yeah.
That's quite all right. Happy belated Thanksgiving, listeners, and you guys, I guess. Did you guys get your fill of turkey yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Way too much. Way too much food in general.
I was really tired.
I was also really tired by the time I got home. I hadn't eaten at all that day until dinner.
Well, we had our... I didn't eat anything earlier because I was like, there's going to be a lot of food. And then I had to show up to my parents' house late because a server at work went down. So that was a good time.
That sounds like a great time, actually. I was also late to my dinner because I thought it was at 5 o'clock. It turns out it was at 4.
Who dropped the ball there? Who didn't tell you?
Well, me.
I didn't tell myself.
But also my sister thought it was at 5 as well. So like, I think we both just misheard my mother who hosted because Misty knew what, you know, when it was supposed to be. But she was making a dish for dinner and that took a little while longer than we thought it might. So it all worked out in the end. No one was that mad at us.
Well, and Misty just knows shit. Okay. I don't know how.
She's a smart lady.
Ooh. Yeah, overall, it felt like way too much food and not enough naps in the day. I needed more of a mix.
Yeah, man.
I put myself in a food coma. We got home, and after I actually just, like, laid down to go to bed, I was gone.
Yo, I only ate one thing, and that was at, like, 2:30, and then I remember us playing PUBG later at night, and I was like, I'm gonna have pumpkin pie. I haven't had pumpkin pie yet. And then I had the pie, and afterwards, I was like, I regret this. Because my stomach really hurts now.
Yeah, this was the first year for Katie and I that we didn't have to go to 3 separate Thanksgiving get-togethers in the same day. So it was only 2 this time. So I was in a food coma. It just was less of a food coma than I'm normally used to, I guess.
I'm so glad I only have to go to 1. I couldn't even imagine going to 2.
It is. I love Thanksgiving. I love turkey and mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. And, you know, I just like the whole, I just like that holiday. But yeah, when you have 3 in one day, it gets very, very stressful to the point where it's like almost unenjoyable.
I also usually have 3 to go to. And we only went to 1 this year. And
I'm so much
better.
So envious of you.
So much better.
Thankfully for Christmas, though, her family spreads them all out, so we'll have one on, like, Christmas Eve and one, like, the weekend after Christmas, so it's like, okay, it's still too much food, but I don't have to go to 3 places in one day, you know.
Yeah, one of mine will be on Christmas Eve, and the other one will be Christmas morning, and then Christmas evening.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. But, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have that big of a family anymore. So, really, it's just the days, like Thanksgiving and then Christmas. You know, we don't really do Christmas Eve. Although this year, because my brother lives in Iowa, we don't know what day. We don't know if he can get Christmas Day off or not. But, yeah.
Come on, Brandon.
He hasn't been catching up, he said. But he's probably going to listen to this one because I gave him shit for not listening to the latest ones.
Get your shit together.
I'm like, listen, you piece of shit. You made our fucking logos and everything, and you're not going to listen to us? Fuck you!
Speaking of fuck yous.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Let's talk about EA.
Yeah.
Fuck you, EA.
It's the popular thing to hate on right now, and for mostly good reasons.
Dustin, what did you say before we just started recording?
What? About EA?
Yeah.
EA, if you wanna screw around with monetizing Madden, go for it. I don't care. That's fine. But then you start fucking with Star Wars.
Shit will not stand.
Yeah, you man, you're shitting in the wrong yard here. That's not gonna fly. You're in trouble now.
If you've somehow been living under a rock, you probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast and you should be getting your life back together. But very maybe recently.
Maybe it was a nice rock. You don't know.
Okay, that's fair. the new Star Wars Battlefront 2 came out, a week ago? Week and a half ago? 2 weeks ago now?
About a week ago.
And
I'm sorry.
EA has loot boxes inside the game for you, available for purchase, which is fine, until it was realized that inside those loot boxes are items that you can apply to different characters or ships that will definitely make you play better in the game, which basically makes it pay to win, and that's a big no-no in the internet culture.
No, I mean, pay to win technically is fine if the game's free, right?
That's true. If the model is more like a mobile game where it's free to get, free to play, if you want to be better at the game, you can throw some money their way. That's acceptable.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Because they do have to make their money somewhere.
Exactly.
But this is a $60 game.
Full priced.
Full price. And you expect, you know, personally, I'm okay with DLCs. I have never had a problem with them. Some of them get excited. As long as the whole game is there. I give Mass Effect as the perfect example of that. Not Andromeda, sorry. The original trilogy.
Okay.
That's a perfect example. There's a whole story there, but they have separate side missions that you could buy.
It's adding content.
And I think that's great. I don't mind that at all. However, when you're paying $60 and you have to pay money to unlock characters, and it's either pay money to unlock them or spend, what was it, 40 hours?
Originally, yes, it was 40 hours. Inside the game, you can play as, you know, famous heroes from throughout the entire series. So the two big notable ones are Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, who are arguably the center focus of the first, or the original trilogy, and are popular characters. They were put behind a paywall, so you could, like Chris said, you could either pay to get them right away, or you could grind in-game for roughly 40 hours to unlock one of them. And then also with that, if you did grind 40 hours worth of game time to unlock one of them, you couldn't use the credits you get at the end of every match or every, you know, arcade mode or whatever. You couldn't use those to buy anything else. You had to save them in order to unlock arguably two of the most popular characters in the entire franchise.
Well, that doesn't even count into the fact of when you actually unlock these people or don't unlock these people, that as you play the game, you get what are called like crafting credits, something to like upgrade your equipment, right?
Let me look it up, because there's credits, which is like the in-game currency.
Well, and then also you can get cards and stuff, and you can like in the loot boxes. And I remember one of the cards being for, you know, when you're fighting in a spaceship, it makes your aim assist better. What?
Yeah, that shouldn't be a thing. That stuff like that's, people get banned online games, like on PC games, for having shit like that.
Exactly.
Like, auto assist aim bots, and like that's not, come on, man. At what point do you have to have any skill at all to play the game, or do you just have to spend a bunch of money and then?
So sorry to interrupt.
No, you're fine.
So I'm not putting the aim assist thing on EA, that's DICE,
sure.
Right? Because that's stuff they came up with. EA wouldn't come up with that. So who the fuck approved that in DICE?
It's kind of surprising coming from DICE.
Weird. The primary currency you get at the end of every match are credits, which you can buy loot crates, which randomly drop you. They're called star cards, which are the things you can apply to characters or ships or weapons to upgrade those things. There's also scrap, which allows you to upgrade your star cards to make, so like, let's say you do put the aim assist star card on a ship you have, and then it increases your aim, you know, the aim by 10%, and then you could upgrade that card so it's 15%, and then 20%, and then 25%. And then there's also crystals, which is what you have to buy with the real money from your wallet or bank account. And those don't drop anywhere else. The only way you can get them is by purchasing them. And then you can use those crystals to unlock your Darth Vaders, your Luke Skywalkers, your whatever other heroes are hidden behind a paywall, ships behind a paywall, whatever. And that's how you do that.
So you can't unlock those people without actually paying for it?
No. You can.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying crystals are the thing that you have to pay real money for, and those don't drop anywhere else. Like, the only way you can get them is by purchasing them.
Yeah, that that should never happen in a game that you actually have to pay for.
Originally, when Luke Skywalker, people first figured out you have to grind 40 hours to get enough credits to unlock them, because I think there are like 40,000, I believe, was the original number.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, there were 40,000.
And with completing matches and or playing single player or the other game modes, that's how you get credits. And so that's where the 40 hours came from. That's how long it would take to hypothetically earn enough credits to unlock one of those characters. So the internet backlashed against this whole thing real hard. Originally, it was the characters themselves that everyone was like, what the fuck, like 40 hours to possibly do this, or you can just buy them with real money? That's kind of bullshit. Mm-hmm. So as a good quote-unquote good PR move, EA reduced the amount of credits needed in order to unlock those characters.
But which
on surface, great, fantastic. Thank mm-hmm. you, EA. Then it was found out that, Chris, I think you started saying it.
Yeah, but then they released the rewards you get for matches by 75% as well.
So, effectively negating the reduction.
Yeah, it costed the same in the end.
So, it's just more what the fuck. Not only that, by reducing the amount of rewards you got at the end of a game or match, they also, for the game mode, the arcade mode, which is basically kind of like a single player or play with a friend horde mode, they have it set so after so many matches you of doing that, they stop giving you rewards.
Yeah.
And it's behind a... It basically, I believe it was... the first time I saw a picture of it was from Boogie.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Me too.
And he had a message on a screen after he completed a round where it's like, thank you, good job, but you don't have any credits right now because you've played this game mode too much, so you have to wait 4 hours until you can get rewards again.
Like, that shit is free to play games. That is, like, Candy Crush level shit right there.
That's not the mobile mentality, yeah.
Not EA. Not AAA games. No, 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 no. You don't do that, EA.
I think they also either heavily reduced or took out completely getting credits from completing the single-player campaign.
Something like also, that.
Why? Why?
Which, personally, it disappoints me because I just... What, two episodes ago, if that, like, we were talking about buying Battlefront.
I think it was the last, our last episode, actually.
Yeah, maybe it was.
It was we recorded right before it came out, and we were all very excited for it. It looked good, it looked fun.
Because they had a single-player campaign, the online combat looked fun. You know, it
looked... massive ship battles, like...
Yeah, it looked so promising. And then this bullshit came out, and it's like, can't do it.
Well, and then on top of that, you come to find out that the actual campaign is only 4 or 5 hours long total. So it's like you didn't even try to actually have a campaign. People complain that the first one didn't have a campaign. Then you're like, oh, this one does. Everybody come buy it. It's like, you're gonna, like, I could just finish it in an afternoon. Why don't you give me a real campaign?
What's the point? Forgive it if it wasn't for all this other bullshit. I could forgive it. However, I watched an entire playthrough of the campaign on YouTube after I decided I wasn't going to get the game. So, like, I was very excited for it, because even though it was short, like, it's a canon Star Wars extended universe story, which mm-hmm. I'm all about. I was like, oh, it's only 4 or 5 hours, that kind of sucks. Like, the campaign was pretty good, it looked great, and then they decided you don't get rewarded for playing it anymore, or heavily reduced. And then I can't confirm it, obviously, mainly because the movie's not out yet, but I think it might spoil something for The Last Jedi.
Yeah,
we'll see. That's what you said. I really think something's going to tie in, and if what I think is the spoiler is actually in or is true, like, I'm going to be even more pissed off.
Yeah, I'm not watching that then, the gameplay.
Yeah, once you said that, that's why I was like, all right, I won't even watch the gameplay. Like, I don't even want to see it, just in case.
I don't know why EA and DICE decided to do this. The only thing it might be because is there are no DLCs or expansions this time around. There's no season pass, basically. So all the extra content that's going to come out for the game will essentially be free.
But no, why do that? They don't get any money off that. You know, that sounds...
Well, that's how they right. That's how they make their money after, you know, after launch. And, you know, the number of units that are being sold has decreased a lot. They make more money, effectively, by selling us DLC or expansions. That's a normal thing. And so it was very exciting this time around because they're like, we're done with that. Essentially what DLCs and expansions do, in my eyes, is divides the community. Because there will be a lot of people who do buy it, but there will also be a ton more people who don't buy anything for DLC. And so, like, it's basically making the, like, quote-unquote radius around you of possible players to play with online at any given time much, much smaller. And that, obviously, that just makes it so it might be tougher to find matches, increased lobby time, waiting time for a full, you know, lobby. So it's promising that they're like, all right, everybody gets all the content for free. Fantastic. And then they go and do this.
Yeah, I have to remind you, like, expansions for games, you know, like an online MMO, you know, I understand that at that point, you know.
Mm-hmm. And another important part is I think we're all in agreement where we don't mind loot boxes, right?
Yeah.
Overwatch does it very well in our eyes. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, to the point where you can buy crates in Overwatch, but they're only cosmetic items, or, you know, they're either sprays, skins for your characters, and money, right? Or line or yep. voice lines, they can say.
Well, yeah, it's Blizzard does a good job on loot crates and how to get them. Because even, like, Chris and I still play Heroes, and you can get loot crates in that game also.
Mm-hmm.
But not only do they, like, cycle free heroes to play every week, so that, mm-hmm. like, if you don't want to spend the money, you don't have to, you can play these heroes. But you also, just by playing the game, you gain the currency to unlock these heroes if you want. Like, they go on sale for the in-game currency, and, like, you actually have the ability to gain them in a timely manner. It's not like what EA is doing now where it's like, oh, it's going to take 40 hours for you to even unlock one person. Like, I've bought packs of heroes in that game for like for nothing. Like, it doesn't cost me a dime. But so it's like, it just, I don't know. I don't understand why, if you're developing a game, you wouldn't like we said, you have loot boxes all you want, but, like, don't make it so impossible to play the game, or have those loot boxes contribute to, you know, multiplayer and, like, actually playing the game. Like, cosmetic all the way. That's it. I don't care.
Yeah, I think the line is if there are elements in which, if you either get lucky by grinding, or if you just want to pay for them right away and you get things that make the game easier for you, more or less. I mean, it, for online, like, if you unlock, you just pay $5 and you get a weapon that is miles ahead of every other weapon in terms of damage output, like, mm-hmm. that, it sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah, and like, and I don't want to, like, get people confused by my point. So, like, Heroes of the Storm, technically, yes, you could spend money and unlock all the heroes and play them. Yes. However, Heroes of the Storm is free to play.
Yeah.
It does not cost you a dime. If you do not want to spend a single penny on that game, you do not have to.
And Heroes also has sales on their heroes often. So, like, exactly. you could spend, and there's two ways that you can buy these heroes. You can either do it by gems, which you can get you could either buy gems or there are ways to earn gems in game, very uncommon, but or you can use it by gold, which is completely earned in game.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of gold. Like, I could buy heroes if I want to, but I don't.
Yeah, because like I just said, like, they will cycle it every week, and then maybe next week it'll be free to play, and you can just play them that hero for an entire week if you want to. Like, they give it to you if you want to. Like, it's not detrimental to you having to spend money. Like, you do not have to, and you can still be good at the game and have fun.
Yeah,
exactly. If you frequented Reddit or Polygon or Kotaku or any other gaming news site, you definitely saw all the backlash that the internet was giving EA specifically. And the night before the game released, in an attempt to drive sales, they backpedaled hard and said, okay, for right now, we're not going to have loot crates inside the game. Everything will be available. Here you go. Which to me just screams, oh shit, we're in real trouble here.
Yeah, we're in big trouble.
Let's try and save as many sales as we can by doing this. And then that still didn't really work for them. I'm sure it did boost sales a lot more than it would have otherwise. I let off that sentence by saying, for right now, we're getting rid of loot crates, which means at a later date, probably around Christmas, from what I've read, it looks like the loot crates will come back in and everything will be back to how it was.
Yeah, they didn't want to have poor release numbers, which I'm not sure they actually saved that at all. Like, so when they pulled all of that in-game currency loot system, was that after the release of the game?
No, it was the night before.
They clearly say that, you know, they're going to be introducing crystals at a later date. You know, the ability mm-hmm. to purchase the crystals, you know, so it's, yeah, they're for right now, they're not having it in, but they're going to put it back.
They will be back, and in greater numbers.
It's just, why can't companies like EA look at CD Projekt Red, who made Witcher 3, who, you bought their DLC, yes, but that's it, you know, that's it. You know, they don't have any in-game purchases, they, you know, the DLC was pretty inexpensive, and it gave you so much content. And the game itself. And this company,
I'd say the last one, I think Blood and Wine, had like 10 to 12 hours of story content.
It was so much. And I mean, you can even look like Bethesda with like Fallout 4. Yeah, they're doing this paid mod thing. And I see the good and bad in that, you know, but at the same time, their DLC wasn't that expensive and it was a lot of playtime with it. And the game itself had a ton of playtime, but there's no, you know, with the paid mods thing, yeah, that has its, you know, issues and people don't like it, but the same thing, you don't have to buy those mods if you don't want to buy those mods. There are free mods.
Another thing, too, is part of me, with the way the campaign ended for Battlefront 2, part of me is wondering if when they do release more content, when, you know, quote-unquote expansion for everybody, if there's going to be more story content, which if there is, why the fuck wouldn't you just put it in there in the first place?
Yep.
Makes no sense.
That's why I had such an issue with it only being 4 to 5 hours. Like, I can spend $30 on a DLC for another game and get another 8 to 12 hours of story out of just that one DLC, opposed to don't be like, you know, don't start advertising like, yeah, this, we listened to you guys and we knew what was wrong and now we have a campaign, and then it's like, you don't really have a campaign. It's just like you barely spent time doing it.
I've never seen anything hinting or confirming that there will be more story additions. So, like, I can't say that's happening. I'm more like, if it does happen, that's going to upset me. And I don't even have the game.
Star Wars is such a, I mean, it's literally such a big universe. There's so much you can do with it.
And that's why, like,
don't understand why they're, like, handcuffing themselves in every way possible.
With us talking about Star Wars the last podcast, like, it made me go play, you know, Jedi Outcast and Jedi Academy again. And I was just like, why? Can we go back to this model? Like, can we do it? Like, what was, like, Force Unleashed, was that not successful? Was Knights of the Republic, was that not successful? You know, why can't we go back to these models? Single player, fantastic games. Like, these companies think single player is dead. And that pisses me off because I love single player games. I love a good story. I like good play. It can have multiplayer if it wants, but I really enjoy a single player game. And these companies think that it's a dead genre.
I don't understand why. I mean, you literally just have to look at Witcher.
Yeah.
To see how popular it is and how many people talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's all single player.
I also don't understand why companies don't, you know, give us a nice healthy mix of the two also. Like, it seems like it's either, here's a game, it's single player, you play by yourself, here's the story, it's a great story, that's fine. Or here's Battlefront 2, here's Destiny 2, here's World War 2, like, it's all multiplayer. It's like, can I just have a game that's got a great story, but then maybe I can also play co-op with somebody else, like, if I want to? Like, why does it have to be one or the other?
The only thing I can think of is publishers trying to save money by not having, you know, a large team of developers to make the game. Sure. That's the only thing I can think of. Which, I mean, I understand, but at the same time, you're a multi-billion money-making company, and, like, I think you can throw some money for a couple different teams.
It was always weird. It's like, if you ever remember, like, playing Gears of War, like, yeah, you could play the game single player, and, you know, they had somewhat of a multiplayer thing, but I never really played that. But, like, that had a good story. Yeah, so was I. But, like, it had, like, a single player story, everything. Like, it was great, but, like, you could also have a buddy jump in, and then he would play, you know, one of your other teammates, and you would just play. I don't know. I just feel like they got away from that, where it's like, sometimes I would like to play with a friend, but also not have to deal with other people online. Like, I just want to play the story with a buddy.
I think it'll come back towards that eventually. Like, it's, I mean, basically the whole gaming industry is all about cycles. So,
yeah.
But somebody brought a good point up on Reddit I saw today. You know what has me worried now? The game Anthem.
Oh, yeah.
That's made by EA, BioWare and EA. I'm worried, you know, because...
Rightfully so.
I like BioWare games, but... With Mass Effect Andromeda, they kind of gave up on it, you know, right away, and
cut the company.
I'm scared. What fucking publishers can I really believe in now?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. I mean, the only thing we can really do is wait.
Weren't you saying that the Disney CEO talked to the EA CEO? They had a meeting, like.
Entertainment division of Disney, the guy who heads that, talked to, I believe it was the CEO of EA, and the discussion was basically, I'm sure it was more along the lines of, don't fuck this up anymore.
Yeah.
Make us money, please.
Yeah.
But with all this internet backlash, it brought up for governments of countries around the world, specifically Belgium, to look into, are loot boxes a form of gambling? Because a vast majority of these games are played by children. We've all heard horror stories of people's kids on their phones buying thousands of dollars of stuff in game, like in mobile game stuff.
Yeah, Jack Black just talked about this on Jimmy Fallon.
I just saw that video too.
And he's like, all of a sudden I have an email full of 30 emails from the same thing. And these are, you know, so many things that pop.
$100
Yeah, the $100
like
top.
$3,000, $3,000. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, he's just like, what? You know, and this is what these companies are hoping for. You know,
because he's like, I make a good amount of money, but I don't make $3,000 a day in video game currency money. Come on now.
So like, the Belgium's government, or part of Belgium's government, I'm sure it wasn't the whole thing, looked into it and determined very recently that, yes, loot boxes are in fact a form of gambling and are going to be, I don't know, are they going to outlaw it in Belgium?
They're going to outlaw it in Belgium, I believe, but they are pleading to Europe to say, ban these.
Also ban them, which is, it's a big deal. We'll see what happens there, but essentially that's what it is. It's a form of gambling, especially because they're random drops. So yeah. You don't know what you're going to get. And the other very recently, EA also came out with another game very recently the new Need for Speed, where literally they have loot boxes, but literally it is a roulette machine.
It's a slot machine, right?
Yeah, not roulette. Sorry, yeah, slot machine to see what kind of mods you can get for your car to make it better. It's literally a slot machine.
So,
I believe either a representative or a senator from Hawaii is looking into our loot boxes, a form of gambling, and I want to say in the past day or two there are a couple other senators who are pushing for this to look into it.
Yeah, I know one of them is Hawaii, and they were saying, like, use EA example, like, you look into this. This is not good. This is not good. And I like that EA stock went down, but what pisses me off is that even people in Wall Street are like, these guys are just making a big deal out of nothing. No, fuck you. You are a money-hungry community, Wall Street guys. Yeah, they're making money off this. Of course you're going to say we're making a big deal.
Someone published an article, I don't know if it was Wall Street Journal or Forbes or something like that, basically saying that all these gamers are making a big deal over nothing and they need to quiet down. And someone did some investigating and the guy who wrote the article actually works for EA.
Yeah.
Like, go figure. Come on. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming months or years.
Yeah, from the way it sounds like Belgium quoted that, you know, the fact that it is a random drop and you don't know until you after bought it, it doesn't make me feel like loot boxes are going to go away due to that wording.
I don't think they have to go away.
No, but it also, like, I didn't mind the fact that they were going to say, hey, if you're going to keep loot boxes in and we're going to consider those gambling, we're going to have to mark your game as adults only.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have places like Target and Walmart and, you know, big store box retailers like that that don't carry those types of items because of how many families come through their store.
Yep.
It's just going to hurt, but
it's going to hurt a lot of retail places. The trickle-down effect is large, possibly. And like I said, I don't think loot boxes have to go away, but the system definitely needs to be tweaked.
Well, and like with loot boxes, and I can speak for Destin on this, with Destiny and Overwatch, you know, people would make a big deal that you could buy silver in Destiny that buys emotes and dances or whatever. And mm-hmm. people are like, you bought silver? Like, what? I'm like, I could care less what you think. I bought silver. I want that dance.
Yeah, I'm an adult. It cost me $5. I just want to get the emote. That's it.
And with Overwatch, you know, that last McCree skin in Summer Games, like, I was like, yeah, I fucking want that skin. So I think I spent like $11. I think you got, not 11. It was $10. You got 11 loot crates, right? And I'm like, I wanted it. I got it. I only spent $10 on it, but I really wanted the skin. That's up to me. That's my money.
And really, like, if you want to buy loot boxes in Battlefront 2, go for it. Especially if you're an adult with a job, like, I'm not here to tell you how to spend your money or whether or not I'm to buy the game. I'm not going to look down on you for buying it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to, but that's just me.
Well, but, and then, however, what I do have a problem with is that those loot boxes that you spend money on better not give you any sort of
advantage
over me when we play online, because if it does, I'm out. Play the game by yourself. Just have a bunch of people that spend a lot of money playing against themselves, because I don't care. I'm not going to play it. I know Carlos had a free rental, so he rented it, and I got to watch him play a little bit of it. The game looks beautiful. I watched it. It does
look very nice.
Yeah, in person, it looked okay.
Frostbite Engine's amazing.
But yeah, there were times I watched him get into a gunfight with people, and, you know, he's shooting at them, he's hitting them a few times, then he gets one shot kill, and then it shows the person's completely kitted out, like killed him, and it's like, well, that just looks completely, like, unenjoyable to me. Like, that would just suck.
We'll have to see what happens.
Well, that's pretty soon it'll be, like, you would have seen what he got kitted out with. It'll be something that, oh, you can only get that if you buy it, a loot box. That is only in purchased loot boxes that you can buy that.
Yeah.
Or that you can get that. So, like,
there was one point when I was watching him play that I saw Darth Vader and Kylo Ren coming at him at the same time. That was kind of cool to watch. But again, I was like, I'm not scary. Gonna, I'm not going to buy this guy. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, you're screwed.
I mean, the gameplay is supposed to be fantastic, and it looks very good. So, like, you know, good job on that point. It's DICE and EA kind of just shot themselves in the foot a little bit with this loot box thing.
And it's not the developers.
So disappointing.
It's not those that made, like, developed and coded the game. Like, hats off to you guys. You did a great job. It's the head honchos over in these companies, the decision makers that are fucking everything up.
Mm-hmm. They usually have no idea what they're doing.
It's nickel and diamond.
Unfortunately, yep. It's all about the stockholders.
Oh, okay. I want to talk about something that makes me happy and not sad.
Yes.
Yesterday, the 25th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
November. Every year for the past 4 years or so, 5 years, the Saturday after Thanksgiving is our game day for the three of us here and several other of our friends. And I posted on Instagram about it yesterday. Maybe you saw it. If you didn't, follow us on Instagram.
I also posted on our Instagram about it.
So basically, as many of us as possible go to one of our friends, Paco's, his house, and invade his space and set up monitors and televisions.
It's Paco and Zach's now.
Oh, that's true. Sorry, Zach. You do live there now. Invade their space and set up all our PS4s, or it's mainly just PS4s. No one, I don't think anyone's brought over an Xbox or a PC.
No.
And LAN it out, and then we have a group of friends who live in Texas who join us online, and usually it's a lot of Grand Theft Auto or zombies and Call of Duty, and just drink Mountain Dew and Surge all day, and sometimes there's Italian beefs or jerky, and it gets really sweaty in there.
It does.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we even had 1 year where we, because normally it's on on Black Friday because everybody's off work, but last couple of years Paco's had to work, so we moved it to Saturday this year to, you know,
accommodate
him having to work, because in years past he has said, well guys, I can't host it this year, I have to work, and then we just broke into his house and set up shop anyway. And he was like, all right, well I guess I'll see you guys in 3 hours when I'm off work, and we're like, well, we're here,
we're all taking pictures in his bed.
Yeah, it's like we got the Italian beefs cooking, and we already set up, man. Well, we'll be here when you get home from work. Thanks for the garage code.
So that was our day yesterday. Only a half a day for me because I ended up going out with Misty last night. It's fun every year.
That's the most fun I've had in Grand Theft Auto, I think, the whole time.
That was the most online people I've played with concurrently in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, we had up to, I think, 11 or 12 people at one point.
And I'm just going to throw it out there. I doubt he's going to listen to this episode, but Paco, revenge, it's coming. You made me go from first to eighth.
In a race?
In a race. He crashed helicopters with each other. We scissored.
Say, what happened there, man?
He latched onto my helicopter. And he's probably going to say it wasn't on purpose. Oh, it was fucking on purpose.
And yeah, body slammed you.
Yeah, body slammed me. We were doing that new, what's it called? Transform race. Yeah, I'd never done that before. That was
fun.
It's pretty recent that it got added. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
I think in all the races we did, I did win once, but I generally finished between second and fourth. Just felt like every time I was just near the top, but never picked for the ball, you know, other than once.
I would like to say that, because I know you're listening, head honchos over at Sony, can you please expand the amount of people you can have in a party? From to more, like, you know, just two more, 10 to 10.
Didn't it used to be 16?
I think there was talks of it being 16.
Okay.
I could have sworn this is the first year we have ever had a game day where not every single person could be in the party. That's never happened to us before.
Yeah, I mean, and this is only going to be an issue for us one day out of the year.
Yeah.
But do it. Do it.
Yeah, so like I had to be outside the party, and then I just had I had Carlos sitting next to me in the party. I had Paco in front of me having the party chat coming out of his TV speakers so that you guys could hear me talking through Carlos's headset sitting next to me, and then I could hear you responding through Paco's TV. It's the only way I could communicate with you guys.
It worked.
It did. It did.
To be fair, so.
Look, I know, Clark, is that you missed Beasts versus Slashers. What was that? No. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And that those game and they were trying to kill me as a beast. They couldn't catch me.
That was absolutely... Well, it was funny because I decided to take a break from it, and our friend Reed was over at Paco's, and all I hear is our friend Colin, who lives in Austin, saying, "Dustin, why do you keep shooting at me?" Because we're on the same team, and I'm just laughing because Reed is playing as me, just trolling Colin, and Colin has no idea. I'm off looking at Carlos's screen, watching Chris troll everybody that's hunting for him because he's jumping off the dock, swimming in underwater, running down the beach, hiding behind sheds, just air thrusting.
So we were at the pier, the amusement park pier, and they were trying to kill me. And my goal is to get checkpoints.
Yeah,
it was only me left. Carlos and Katie had died, and I was almost dead. And I'm just like, no, this is, if you, I'm making this last forever.
It's like, there was four more checkpoints to get. You hear Ben say, "Guys, when he gains a checkpoint, he shows up on the map, so just watch for him." Obviously, Chris is in the same party chat, so Chris is like, "Well, whatever, I'm not going to grab anymore."
Yeah, I'm not getting any checkpoints.
There was literally like 8 minutes left in this match before it would just end, and Chris just started running wherever he felt like, just because it was like, well, you guys aren't going to find me because I'm super fast and I can jump really high and I can just dive underwater if you find me. Like,
and I, at one point, I was under the pier where they couldn't see me, just air thrusting over and over.
Yes. Oh, you could also, we also found out when you're the werewolf, you can just one shot hit.
Oh, yeah. If you melee anybody, you kill them instantly.
So Chris would just jump out of nowhere, attack one person, and then run off. And it was like, okay. He's not even trying to...
Werewolf attacks, man.
He's not trying to even win the match anymore, but... I had a good time watching it, from my perspective.
It looked like it was a good day.
It was just a good day. And Katie asked me... We were at dinner last night, meeting some friends, taking a little break, and Katie was like, "Why don't you guys have more than one game day a year?" And I mentioned that to Jeff when I got back to the house. And Jeff was like, "Well, that's just like every time we all play together, it's just, we're all just online. So that's technically the same thing. It's just one day a year we just get into the same room."
Yeah.
It's the only difference. Like, so it's just like, eh.
That's what I was going to say earlier. It's like, we all get together and play games. And I was like, or do you mean every Saturday for us?
Yeah, like when we're going to raid in Destiny 2, like that's, I mean, there's at least six of us. So that's kind of like a game day. We just,
yeah.
It's the one time a year we're all off work and we just.
It's one time a year we coordinate with everybody.
Yeah,
in town, just, we plan locally, stuff now. Texas. And
yeah.
We just want to feel like being kids again, like a LAN party. That's it. Drinking Surge.
It's back.
Eating Doritos. That's it. That's the only difference. I just, so we don't feel so old.
Mm-hmm. At least for a few hours.
Yeah, for a little bit.
And then it's 10 o'clock, and Dustin's like, "Are you playing games again? We're going to get back on." I'm like, "I'm tired."
Yeah. So I was like, "All right, well, I'll just hang out here."
Paco burned my map, and I got sad and wanted to sleep.
That was honestly really funny to watch from my perspective.
Ben's trying to teach me how to play Don't Starve Together, and Paco's burning everything, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I already don't know how to play this game. You
can't trust him at all.
Well, he was playing seriously when I got back from dinner.
Yeah, we all were.
And he was like, "Yeah, we're doing pretty well." And then he accidentally set your crops on fire, and then like quickly put it out. Like, he did do that on accident.
Reed and Josh and everyone in the background is like egging him on.
Yeah. So then, of course, like, Jeff is sitting there, and that's what I would expect from Jeff, but... All of a sudden, you could tell Paco just didn't want to play anymore. So then he sets everything in camp on fire and then starts to set the woods surrounding it on fire.
Jesus.
I was like, well, Paco's done. He's clearly done. And you just hear, there's like this small break, and you just hear Ben go, "Well, that was fun while it lasted."
That's in Don't Starve Together. Jeff would, when we played it a lot more, Jeff would go into random people's servers who didn't lock them.
Oh, he was talking about this yesterday.
And would just burn everything of theirs down and then leave.
That's such a dick move, but hey, man.
He's such an asshole.
That's why you gotta be on your toes when you're playing in a game with Chris and Jeff.
To be fair, the difference between me and Jeff is that when it's a game like that and it takes work to build things up, I wouldn't fuck around.
Sure.
I wouldn't. Like Destiny, I'll fuck around, and Heroes or PUBG or anything, like throwing flash grenades at you, you know, makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's funny. That's pretty funny. That reminds me, we need to get back to playing The Forest. I want to play that again.
It's probably gotten better.
I've heard it's got some more updates recently that look pretty good.
It was fun when we played it, so I'd play it again.
Our monsters are scary as fuck in that game.
I think it's time to talk about our sponsor. Slumberyard Handcrafted gave us the ability to be on iTunes and Google Play and Podbean. So wherever you're listening to it from, you can thank Slumberyard for that. Mr. Joshua Kincaid. Yes. The contest he is running is going to be over by the time this episode comes out, so we can skip past that part. But if you're in need of any kind of solid wood handcrafted furniture or knickknacks, look him up. You can post a lot of stuff on Instagram. You can see what kind of work he does. Maybe something might fit what you're looking for. Local business. That was what Local Business Saturday was yesterday, or whatever the day is called now.
Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, fuck off, corporations. Anyway, Small Business Saturday. Hope you supported your local businesses. You can support one of our local businesses by maybe getting a beer caddy or
T-shirt.
Oh, that's right. He has new T-shirts and hats.
I supported a small business yesterday. I bought a hat from Slumberyard Handcrafted.
I saw the look of them. I like
it. I like
comfy.
Yeah, I saw Josh last night, and he was wearing one of his hats. I think I'm going to buy one, too. I might buy a T-shirt also.
Misty and I are trying to egg him on to make hoodies because we could use one of those.
I would wear the shit out of a hoodie.
Hear that, Josh? Hoodies. You're missing a market here. Okay.
You can find him on Instagram, like I said, at Slumberyard Handcrafted, or you can go to his own website, slumberyardhandcrafted.com.
Definitely check out his Instagram. Those live shows he does every Tuesday are great. He just shows you something. He shows you something different every Tuesday night. I mean, he'll show you the equipment he uses. He'll teach you something. He answers questions.
He does giveaways in the streams as well.
Very interactive. It's fun to watch. Tune in every Tuesday. So
Josh, have you heard of Twitch? Like they have creative channels now.
Yeah, we can help
expand
you do
the
that.
Business.
Yeah, we can help you do that. You're now delving into our realm if you want to do that. We can help you with that.
People, you can get creative. It's not just for cosplay, man. You could get creative in your workshop and make shit for people.
Yeah, and broadcast.
I bet people would watch.
I would.
I mean, people watch like content creators just eat. There's a whole section of Twitch where people just eat on camera.
That's weird.
It's weird. So I think people would probably get into some woodworking.
And I don't remember seeing a lot of woodworkers on there, if any, so you can get ahead of the game.
Ooh. But yeah, look them up, Slumberyard Handcrafted. Get a t-shirt. They're really comfy. I've touched them before, and they feel oh so good on my skin. Hands, whatever. Slumberyardhandcrafted.com.
Yeah, thank you, Josh.
Thanks, buddy.
I think it's probably about time to start winding down the episode. But before we get to Tweet Corner, I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
Earlier this week, Missy and I had a few cocktails, and we're watching Two Towers, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in it is, you know, one of the main baddies is Grima Wormtongue. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who is a Benedict Arnold of sorts in the movie, if you didn't know. Spoilers.
If you don't know that already.
It's been a long time. anywho, All right, so my thought is here that I want your guys' insight. Grima Wormtongue is the least trustworthy name ever, specifically the Wormtongue part. And he is on the good guy, quote-unquote, side for a while, and they employed somebody named Grima Wormtongue. Wormtongue is obviously just, to me, screams, you're a traitor, and Grima is also just fucking terrible. Yes. I don't know why anyone would trust somebody with that name ever. What first name could make you trust more, somebody with a last name of Wormtongue? Is there a name?
Dragon.
Dragon Wormtongue?
That actually sounds kind of badass. I won't lie. You're like, dude, I want to be Dragon Wormtongue. Look
but
at this.
Look, not only his name is dishonest, but just look at the character.
Yeah, he's all pale. He's got Tommy Wiseau hair.
Like, I haven't seen somebody this least trustworthy looking since Jafar in Aladdin.
Like, he's got, I believe his teeth are pointed, if I'm not mistaken. It's like a grayish green quality to him.
See, I was gonna go somewhere simple like Ben.
Devin, maybe? Devin Wormtongue?
Yeah. Tristan? That's too far. I wouldn't trust him either.
No.
I like Dragon, though. Okay. For some reason, that just sounds good to
me. Dragon Wormtongue. I bet you, where are we going? I'll follow you to the ends of the earth, my friend.
My next D&D character is going to be called Dragon Wormtongue.
Make him a dwarf.
Yeah.
Like, and this is
that or a barbarian. I don't know.
Barbarian, that's good.
For some reason, that also reminded me of this. I was watching Star Wars with Katie once. I don't know if I brought this up to you guys. And they're sitting there talking about, like, you know, we got to go find Obi-Wan Kenobi. So, you know, they fly down to the planet and they're talking to Luke. And he's like, what do you mean, Ben Kenobi? You want to go talk to him? At what point do you not put two and two together that if you're trying to find Obi-Wan Kenobi, maybe just check the planet with Ben Kenobi? Why is Obi-Wan the name that you change if you're going to go into hiding?
Why not both? Yeah.
Exactly.
You're being hunted by an entire galactic government.
I never understood it. Like, they're going to come down to the planet and just be like, Ben Kenobi? Well, that's not Obi-Wan Kenobi. Maybe we should leave him. Like,
I don't think that's it, guys. I don't think
they could. They could be related. I don't understand.
Yeah, but Kenobi, you don't know. Could be like Smith in the Star Wars universe.
How many other Kenobis do you hear of in all of Star Wars?
That's because they killed them all.
Prove
he
it.
He just happened to be the lucky one that they're like, man, we've killed all the other Kenobis. They just can't find Obi-Wan.
He's Jedi mind tricks.
Oh, Ben just, Kenobi? Is that who you're talking about?
Oh, good old Ben Kenobi? Like, what?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
What he did is he probably put, like, you know, one of those, like, two dots above the E. I don't know what those are called.
An umlaut?
Yeah, an umlaut. So it threw him off. It threw him off.
I just hope once we get to The Last Jedi, you know, we get into the movie, and Luke Skywalker's just been going as Eric Skywalker this whole time, so nobody can find him. That's just all I'm just wondering. It's just weird.
So my nephew can't kill me.
Yeah, he can't find me because this is where Eric Skywalker lives.
I'm looking for Luke He'll Skywalker. Never find him. I know a Skywalker, but it's Eric. No, it's not him.
It's just so... It's just, I don't know, it just always catches me funny. What and your you question reminded by? Me of that.
What have you guys been going by lately? Chad Skywalker?
Chaz Skywalker.
Chaz.
No relation.
Yeah. It's not Luke, so leave him be.
Well, that is going to bring us to Tweet Corner.
Tweet Corner. Tweet.
Got a couple this week. Thank you, guys. We have one from at Clovercrest, where it's just a picture of apparently CBS is developing a Stripes TV show, and Clovercrest says, please make them stop.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've seen Stripes, first of all, but yeah. I do really enjoy that movie. It's one of Bill Murray's finest.
I haven't seen it for a while, but I would agree. It's really good.
It's a great movie. I honestly, depending on who they cast, now granted it is CBS,
And it'll be Jim Parsons.
Oh, God. I'm out. I saw Young Sheldon. I didn't see an episode. I don't know. I didn't see the episode, but I saw the promo for it, and I was like, this is the stupidest fucking thing in the world.
At the end of every promo for Young Sheldon, he's adjusting his little bow tie. And I'm not for hitting children, but I want to punch this child in the face as hard as possible. It's not the kid's fault. I'm sure he's being directed or whatever, but man, I just a flying kick to his neck.
I did not know that's where you were going with that. I'm not for hitting children, but
I'm making an exception in this case.
I mean, it may be unpopular, but
if you say I like The Big Bang Theory, I'm shutting this recording down right now.
No, I've never seen an episode of The Big Bang Theory. It's just never interested me. No. Okay. Or Young Sheldon. I did see that promo, and I was like, I don't care.
I'd rather watch Candy Crush TV show.
Don't get me started on that. That's when they need to stop, once they got to that point. But I like Stripes, the movie. I also haven't watched it in a long time, and it always makes me laugh. But this is one of those old movies that I could see a show being made about because of the premise of the movie.
Yeah,
it's basically them just
modernize it.
You could modernize it. I think it would be better if you didn't, just because then it's just them getting into different funny situations every episode. I just don't understand where you would take it, I guess.
I don't know either.
I could see the premise working. It just...
I will watch if they bring back every single actor from the movie and just put them in the same situations now as old people.
You know what? I'd watch that too.
I'll watch that. I don't know. Depending who they cast, I don't see myself watching it anyway. No. It's kind of a big thing going on, especially with television shows. They're rebooting a lot of old television shows or bringing turning old movies into series.
Or just remaking old movies. I feel like very few original ideas are happening right now. I want to say I read that they're gonna remake Back to the Future.
There's no way that Zemeckis said there wouldn't be no way that he would remake that movie.
I'm drawing the line at a Stripes television show.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Anything else, from that era, please stop.
I could see it being successful, Dustin said, but why does it need to happen?
Yeah, exactly. The premise of the movie makes it possible for a TV show to be made around it, but I just don't understand the point.
I don't know. We'll see what those development talks do.
Well, it's those right now I see those Geico commercials with He-Man and shit in them. It's just Who is this aimed towards? Because, I'm 33 and I remember He-Man as a kid, but
who need insurance?
Yeah, I already have insurance. If you're aiming this at a fucking 17-year-old kid, they have no idea what you're talking about. So, what people in their 30s don't have car insurance? I don't understand what you're aiming this at. Oh, that's weird, but...
Well, what they should do is, they should have, I save 15% on my car insurance by switching to Geico, and then the dude just dabs. There's your demographic right there.
Tries to flip a water bottle.
Has a fidget spinner. I don't know. When I heard that rumor that they were going to remake Back to the Future, they're going to have Spider-Man as Michael J. Fox.
Stop.
But there was Tom rumors Holland. That... Yeah, they were rumored that Michael J. Fox would make a cameo and shit. So I don't know how true that is, but I don't know if I.
Well, if Michael J. Fox said he's gonna be in it, that's a little shaky for me.
Fuck.
I thought that was too easy, so I didn't say it. But I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I was gonna put him in the if he's in a cameo, he's the malt. Store owner, and he's just constantly shaking the shakes. Try the shakes.
I'm not contributing to this.
No? Okay. Moving on. Another question to us comes from at allegedly Jeff, who says, PlayStation has contracted you to light a fire under PSVR sales. What do you do to right this ship? And I have a great answer for you. You sink it.
More horror games.
You sink the ship?
You sink the ship.
I don't know if you sink it yet.
More horror games. If I mean, Resident Evil 7 did really well, I think.
Yeah.
But
I will say Resident Evil did look really good in VR, and actually the Skyrim VR doesn't look half as bad as I thought it was going to.
Yeah, you do more of that and less of like Doom, where it's point here, go here, it moves you to this spot, and you look around. Like, that makes no sense.
It's simply so people don't get nauseous as much.
It should be more like Resident Evil 7, where you can use the controller and you still move around, but you look around with your head. And I don't know. I think VR is still on the way up, obviously. We're going to see more of it, I think. They just need to stop with all this gimmicky. Don't try to make everything VR. Not everything needs to be VR.
Sink the ship.
Doom does not need to be VR. That is too much.
I think VR is a cool idea, you know. However, it's still a gimmick. Like Dustin said, it is still a gimmick. Until we get the goddamn Oasis from Ready Player One, I don't want any part of it.
Also, inside this tweet here says # describe VR to a caveman. I'm not doing that. Fuck you, Jeff.
No. It's look around you. Just do a 360 with your eyes, look around you. That's VR.
And then I'll put goggles on them, and it'd be like, same thing.
Do the same thing. That's VR.
Sink the ship. # sink the ship.
I was talking to my brother about a VR a little bit on Thanksgiving, and I was like, I think it's cool, because my brother bought an Oculus Rift. He's really into it, and I'm like, I think it's a cool idea. Like, Star Trek Bridge Crew, I think it's so cool. But, like, how fun would that... You don't have, like, 30 minutes of fun, maybe. And be like, I'm done.
I mean, unless they keep adding more stuff, but...
I think there's a market of, like, baseball games. If you want to do the show, you could do that in VR. You know, but then you're mixing it in with, like, the Wii Sports plus VR, where you can look around, or, like, Telltale Games, where it's not so much where it's, like, everything's moving around you and you have to whip your head around and shoot somebody, where it's, like... Tell a story, and just then you're immersed in the story.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't say sink the ship yet, but don't take it to the Doom route. That just makes no sense. Just because Doom's a popular game doesn't mean you need to make it VR. Like, let's use our brains with it.
I mean, I don't know. I've considered buying a Rift, but I just don't think VR necessarily works that well for consoles.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's mainly why. Because
that makes sense.
This is specifically for PlayStation.
PSVR. Yeah, that does make more sense.
Sink the
because
ship.
I could see you playing a game like Portal or Portal 2 in That'd be VR. Fun. Like that would be so fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that would be a good time, because that's, you know,
you would throw up so much playing that though.
Easily. But that feels like a game where you're like, yeah, that would, like, if you could keep your lunch down, that would be a really fun game in VR to be able to look around and do those, like, puzzles.
I'm specifically thinking of an instance where you have one portal on the ceiling and one portal on the floor, and you're just falling, gaining speed, and then you just launch yourself across a room by placing another portal. Oh, all the vomit.
I see a lot of trolling happening if you can do the co-op
mm-hmm.
in VR, and it's just like, I'm going to make you go flying across the room, and you're like...
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah, but I don't know. I could see what you're saying with
speaking PS. Of, I mean, just speaking of VR, so there was a trailer to Ready Player One when Dustin and me saw Thor on Saturday, mm-hmm. or on Friday, and I watched it. I'm like, oh, this is going to be so good, and I looked around me, and I was like, I bet, like, 80% of the people in here have no idea what the fuck is going on in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, there's a DeLorean, there's Rush playing, races, Scorpion. Like,
I'm ready for I'm ready for that movie.
That's a VR dream, The Oasis.
Yeah, that type of VR is a good book. That type of VR is going to come out when we're in our 60s.
That's a past time.
That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still be about
ready to retire, maybe.
Yeah, perfect.
That's where my 401k is going.
But yeah, now that you say that, Adam, I, you know, PlayStation VR sales
sink the ship.
I still don't say sink the ship, but definitely make it a
sink the ship.
You know, figure out your market.
Well, thank you for the tweets, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. If you want to give us more questions to read and expound upon for probably too long on air, send them to @CGYpodcast. And I'm going to say start using the hashtag tweet corner because I like that.
Yes.
You can also find us on Instagram @CGYpodcast, Facebook @CGYpodcast. And I think that's going to bring us to the end of the episode.
Yeah.
And as always, we end the episode with a shower thought from Reddit. Shower thought comes from user LMA Odorboat.
Okay.
Swiss Army knives are like 8% knife. And with that, thank you for listening to episode 13 of Come Get Your Podcasts. We'll be back in a couple weeks. And yeah, thanks for listening. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
And I've been Chris.
And we'll see you next time.
See you.
Bye.